The Blaze Radio Network. On demand.
Glenn Beck.
I was in Florida for the 2000 election. I was in Florida during the recount. I was in Florida after the recount. I was in Florida when they said, this will never happen again because we're going to a whole new system. We got this thing down. I was in Florida when I told Florida, if this happens again, we're coming for you. I was in Florida when Florida almost set the whole world on fire. I was in Texas watching Florida and on Monday saying to Florida, I'm coming down with shovels and a saw and we're going to dig and then we're going to saw Florida off from the United States and just let it float into the middle of the ocean. Florida has done it again. Does anyone know what's going on in Broward County? It's been 72 hours, and they're still counting votes. In fact, in Broward County, they came out and said right away how many people came and voted. Then the next day, they came out and said, oh, there's about 10,000 more votes here. Wait a minute, what? Broward County is probably the most technologically advanced and economically developed areas in Florida, but for some reason, I just thought of it, they're probably using Common Core math, where the answer really doesn't matter. But I'd like to see how they got there. The Broward County election supervisor claims that she doesn't even know how many ballots are left to be counted. Could I ask the Broward County election supervisor how that's even possible? Isn't that your one job? You work really one night. One. It's your one job. Now, I don't know if Broward County election supervisor knows this, but literally every other county in the nation reported the results pretty much minute by minute. Not so in Broward County, Florida. Large dumps of voting results are being pushed out at late night hours. And curiously, they always seem to benefit the Democrats. Oh my gosh, look, we just found some more Democratic ballots. To say something is rotten in the county of Broward is being kind. Yesterday morning, a video was released on Twitter showing bags of ballots being transported in private vehicles and then loaded onto rental trucks. Now, is that your standard procedure? Because if it is, I don't think you should have the job. I don't think this is legal. I'd like to ask, where were the, quote, supervisors? Who was maintaining the chain of custody? What the hell was the rental truck for? Who's to say that ballots weren't just taken out and burned and replaced with fakes? There's no one to say this. No one, because no one was supervising. This isn't legal. This is the reason why voting results are delayed and coming in late at night, because you just had to put it in the back of your Porsche and then take it out to some guys in the back of a truck? I don't know. It kind of seems a little shady, but hey, the ends justify the means. If we can just get a democratic socialist in there, I'm sure he'll fix it. Probably shouldn't use the word fix when we're talking about voting in Florida. Yesterday afternoon, over 100 ballots were rejected in Miami after finding out the people that voted had voted multiple times. Republican Senate candidate Rick Scott has had enough. He's just filed a lawsuit late last night accusing Florida election officials of hiding information. The lawsuit even suggests that the election supervisor in Palm Beach County illegally used her own judgment. Palm Beach County, I swear to God. I lived in Florida in 2000. Palm Beach County. I'm not a guy who's for, you know, just higgledy-piggledy executions. But I gotta tell you, what the hell is wrong with you? So they apparently their election supervisor took it upon herself just to determine voter intent when reviewing both damaged and incorrectly filled out ballots. So basically she took the ballot and said, I don't know. It looks like they were trying to vote for the Democrat. This is insane. You are the only group of people that could take the hanging chads and make it worse. This appears like legitimate election tampering and fraud. Congratulations, Florida. You just showed that you're no better than countries like Russia. To steal a little bit from the great sage Forrest Gump, corrupt is as corrupt does.
It's Friday, November 9th. You're listening to the Glenn Beck Program.
I think I think I could have handled it from any other state. Really could. I haven't snapped. It was happening here in Texas. I haven't snapped. They're looking into it. I just got a letter, an email in this morning that I have to read to you because it's happened in other states. And I haven't snapped. But Florida? Florida? The people who brought us selected, not elected? Oh, my gosh. You need a timeout. Everybody in Florida, you need a timeout. Let me read this to you here. Listen to this. Dear Glenn, I want you to know the state of Iowa yesterday. Our sister and daughter and son-in-law, who is a U.S. citizen but from Argentina and speaks with a heavy accent, went in to vote ahead of his wife. They handed him, my nephew, a voting ballot that was inside a plastic sheet. He went to the voting table before the machines, and when he looked at it, he saw that the ballot was already filled out with all of the Democratic candidates. He got angry and went back to them and said, "What are you doing? Give me a ballot that's blanked." Blank. They seemed a little flustered, as if they were hiding something. My extended family believes the volunteers expected that he was an illegal who didn't know better by his thick accent and dark skin, which would be racist, of course. It seemed that they had a separate container with these pre-marked Democratic ballots. I am furious. My entire family is furious. My sister said trucks of illegals are taken to work in the town for Tyson. There are many of those that are being given these Democratic marked ballots at the voting station. Only a driver's license is required to vote there. The attendants tell them just to push it through the machine. Clear voter fraud. This is in Iowa. We don't need Russia to do it. We got our own people doing it. You're just not going to say anything today, are you?
I'm happy to say you were in a rant and I didn't want to cut you off. Do you believe there was a mass voter fraud in California, in Florida? I mean, it's obviously
bizarre. No, I don't
believe
anything. I think that there is the possibility. I think we're just going to go through what we went through in 2000, where nothing is really, really super clear. It's just muddied waters and just helps us be a little more, I don't know, 1968 in our spirit for the country.
Well, it's amazing because they have, you know, they're supposed to, a recount is not necessarily bad, right? Every close election legally has a recount. So it's not necessarily a bad thing.
Yes.
It's just the idea that they're supposed to, in Broward County, supposed to be able to say, hey, we have this many ballots left to count. Here's, and they just keep finding them. Like there's a story of this person working at a school who found a box that just said provisional ballots.
Mm-hmm.
And she was afraid to open it. because she was afraid to tamper with evidence. When they opened it, it was just a bunch of, like, you know, signs and pencils, and there weren't any ballots inside. But this is the sort of thing you're talking about. These are, you know, there's local schools. They're finding ballots of, you know, boxes they think might have ballots in them. You know, large numbers of votes are just popping up kind of out of nowhere.
You know, it's really kind of interesting. You should be able to count when you come in. Every state I've ever voted in, including Florida, you come in and you have to sign. They find your name, you sign, and they give you a ballot. You should be able to count that and say, here are the number of people that voted. How come Florida and Broward County can't tell us how many people voted? And then they're like, oh, you know what? Oh, my gosh. I found these in my secure suit pocket, but here are some more. How is that possible?
Right. I mean, some states have rules where mail-in ballots can come in after Election Day. For example, California, I think today is the deadline in California, where if you mail a ballot that is mailed and postmarked by Election Day and it gets there by Friday, the vote can still count. Mm-hmm. And that's why a lot of these California House races are out there and still undecided and maybe won't be decided for God knows how long. But, that's not supposed to be the case.
I don't think we're making anything better. I don't know about you, but I don't remember all these problems growing up. I don't remember them. And maybe they were all corrupt back then, but I don't remember.
I do remember some dead people in Chicago.
Oh, no,
a few
I do
times.
Remember. Yeah, no, but that's Chicago. And, you know, Florida, it's not you. Anybody who's lived in Florida their whole life, I don't think it's you. I think it's the corrupt Democrats that are moving out of New York. Don't let them New York your Florida. Don't do it. Because right now they're Californian, my Texas, and I don't like it. Don't let them New York your Florida. I'm telling you right now.
Oh, my gosh. You're going to be a little late on that bandwagon.
I think we're really, really late on this.
As a person, by the way, I fully agree with you. As a person born in New York, currently living in Texas, completely agree with you.
Oh, I said when we moved down here, Rick Perry was the governor, and I walked in and I said, we got to take care of this border. And he said, I know, we're working on it. I said, no, you misunderstand. The northern border. You got to stop people like me from moving into the state. You got to stop.
Glenn Beck.
You know, one of the last things my dad said to me was, I don't envy you, son. I said, why is that? And he said, because in my life, things were, you know, we had World War II, but I just don't know how you guys are going to get past all of this stuff. So I'm glad I'm leaving. And I'm like, okay, thank you, Dad. That's not the deathbed message I was hoping for, but thank you for that. I for one am kind of, I don't believe in the rapture, but I'm willing. I mean, I don't care if I have to be in a Nike cult, if that's what gets me taken, and I'd like it in the next 6 months. What do you think?
I can make you some Kool-Aid if you're interested.
Well, I don't want to go that way. I'd like the Lord to do it.
You don't want to go up heaven's chimney? No.
No.
It's a good way to go.
No, heaven's chimney is not exactly what I'm looking for, but thank you. Thank you for the offer, Stu. I appreciate that, and the FBI will be notified. I do have... first of all, the Tucker Carlson thing is despicable. And when Tucker said yesterday that he thinks he knows who it is, it's fascinating that this came out last night, that he thinks he knows who it is, and he thinks he knows that it was a guest on his show. I had two sources reach out to me last night and say they watched the video and they know who the guy is. And they said, he's a guy who was on Tucker's show. And Tucker humiliated him, just by letting him speak. And I said, are you willing to go on the record? And they're like, no, this guy's really dangerous. No. So I didn't even ask the name of the guy because I don't want to know it if I can't get anybody to go on record. But I got those phone calls last night. And then what happened? Tucker comes out and says, I think I know who the guy is. I think the guy is just recently on my show. It's a bad guy. If that's who it is, this is a bad guy.
I don't think there's a lot of love for this idea. There's been some leftists who have come out and said, hey, you know, who cares if Tucker Carlson gets terrified? He's terrifying people every day with his hatred and blah, blah, blah. There's been a lot of people, though, who realize that this is over the line.
This is, however,
even on the left,
why we need to be a different and, as I was saying on tour, a peculiar people. We need to stand out as being peaceful and not part of that, because I've been saying this for the last few years. The only thing that hasn't happened, to repeat the 60s, is assassinations. Now, we've had assassination attempts, but it was on the right, so they didn't care. Okay, so the guy was just trying to kill all the congressmen that are Republicans. Oh, well, let's brush that underneath. If this happens to a journalist...
Good God, I mean...
And you know what?
It doesn't happen.
Could you... This is something I said on Fox. You journalists don't have any idea, and you are cozying up to these people, and you have no idea... And when the crap really hits the fan, they will come and they will drag you out of your chair from your comfy studio and beat you to death in the streets. And I included myself in that. So you don't know what we're playing with and who we're dealing with here. I think we are there. I think we are getting to that point.
Oh, yeah. I mean, and this is a little bit unrelated, but we had that incident a few months ago where a guy went into a newspaper and shot up the newspaper.
Yes.
It can happen.
Everyone should be on their knees praying for Ruth Bader Ginsburg right now. Praying. If she would die now, right now, that is, can you imagine? I mean, what did they do? The only thing they didn't do during Kavanaugh was firebomb and kill people. They did everything else. You can't go further than they did.
You can't go further
without
verbally,
violence,
right? They accused the guy of gang rape,
right?
So I don't know how you go further verbally.
And they had people in the streets, and they were, mm-hmm. you know, they were on the edge, but there was no violence. Okay, mm-hmm. But they were unhinged on the streets. The only thing to escalate this is to go to violence. And if you don't think that would happen with Ruth Bader Ginsburg, you're crazy.
First of all, she's doing better. She's back at
Thank
work.
God.
And so this is, you know, but it does make, it made people think about, you know, that as a possibility. You know, obviously you pray for Ruth Bader Ginsburg also just because she's a person, right? Just because she's completely wrong on the Constitution every single time does not mean you don't pray for her.
She was a friend of Scalia's. She's to be a pretty decent woman. I mean, I don't care about her politics. She seems like a really fun and decent woman.
And she was very well liked by a lot of the conservatives on the court.
Correct.
You know, that doesn't mean I want her on the court. I'd like to have her retire and be replaced by someone who cares about the Constitution of the United States rather than South Africa. That's a whole other situation, though. And you're right. I mean, they're so worked up on the left over, you know, they don't like losing. Right. They don't like it. They don't like the idea that, you know, that a conservative is on the court. They don't like the fact that if someone were to, because, you know, people were talking about this. Well, if Ginsburg does retire, they should replace her with a moderate. No, they should not. They replace someone with a constitutionalist. They should replace her with an originalist and a constitutionalist. That's what the job is supposed to be for.
Right.
You don't do this because you feel like, oh, well, we should play to the other side.
No,
you do it because of the Constitution.
You replace with a constitutionalist, not a Republican, not a Democrat, a constitutionalist.
Beck. Mercury.
So here we go. Pat Gray from Pat Gray Unleashed is joining us now. And you too are a little upset about the Florida situation.
Again, Florida trying to screw up the country. What in the... I mean, everything seemed fine yesterday. See, okay, we dodged a bullet in the governorship for Florida, in the Senate seat in Florida. looking pretty good in Arizona. Everything should be okay. Yes, they got the House control back, but other than that, everything went really well. Well, now it's completely changed. Maybe.
Well, Sinema in Arizona
is
looks
ahead.
Like she's ahead.
And now there's a recount in both races in Florida for Senate and for the governorship.
And the one I'm concerned about, I mean, I haven't, have you guys heard anything about foul play in Arizona?
I have not.
I haven't.
Rick Scott is kind of concerned about that in Florida, obviously.
Right. I know we're talking about Florida, and I want to get Marco Rubio on today because he is on fire about this.
Should be.
Yeah.
But I haven't heard anything about foul play in Arizona. So if that's if it's all up and up, then that's what it is.
Mm-hmm.
Florida is they're not saying how many more ballots they have to count. Why not?
Yeah.
How do you not know?
It's also their legal responsibility.
Yes.
To be able to, it's I can't remember the name of the act, but they are legally responsible to be able to report on these things and tell them how many ballots they have left and all a bunch of details, and they're just not.
Yeah, they're required to. And they're still not doing it.
If anyone, I'm telling you, the feds should be involved in this now. Mm-hmm. If anyone is caught tampering with these ballots, they should go to prison, not jail. They should go to prison for a very long time. We lose control of the ballot and lose faith in our election system. We've got nothing left. And you know what's really interesting is it was, well, he's not my president. He was selected, not elected, because they all declared Al Gore the winner and then Bush. Okay, well, I guess you could say that about your governor, and I bet you could say that now about your senator if they end up winning.
Right.
Selected, not elected.
Yeah.
Did you hear about Broward County where the election supervisor was just eyeballing and making the call where the ballots weren't clear on who they voted for? She was just looking at him going, oh, yeah, that looks like that's a Democratic one.
Wow.
Yeah. By the way, other big news.
So is that how they went from 54,000 ahead with the Rick Scott campaign down to 17,000 ahead?
Don't know. So other big news. I apologized on Twitter this morning when I found out, and I don't know if you guys have heard yet, but if so, I'd like to open the floor for your apology as well. My apology to the Trump administration for just believing that the White House had put an edited tape out and they had sped up Jim Acosta's arm. Have you heard the recent news on this?
I mean, I watched the analysis of it. I mean, I don't think they did it intentionally, but it does seem like they did speed it up because of the conversion file of the file.
Correct, but that's not what anyone was saying yesterday.
Oh, okay.
They were saying, oh, they just took an Alex Jones file. Now, we did not report that, but we did report that they played a doctored tape that was sped up, and we said that that was wrong if they were doing that. That is not what they did. And do you know who reported this? You know who did the investigation on it? BuzzFeed News.
Yeah.
BuzzFeed News found that if you take just the raw video and then you take and you, is it GIF?
Convert it to a GIF, or yeah.
GIF, right?
I would go GIF, yeah.
Yeah.
Not a GIF. That's there's a long-term debate of that one, but I believe it is actually
I can never remember which one is the winning. Anyway.
GIF is the peanut butter. That's how you remember.
Ah, right? Yes, that's it. Mm-hmm.
What it does is it edits frames out. And so you lose like 15 frames.
Oh.
And so it looks like you sped it up, but you didn't. You just cut frames out. Automatically, when you convert it cuts frames out.
Mm.
So where is CNN? Where is CNN? Have they apologized yet?
Did they accuse? Did they accuse the
I read that
White House?
Everywhere. I don't watch CNN. I just assume because I read that everywhere yesterday morning.
Mm-hmm.
That they were using a doctored tape and sped it up.
And you assumed that they meant that they took the Alex Jones version and and posted that.
Correct.
Yeah.
Now you can convert it in multiple ways. And I mean, we don't know if there's any intent to whoever did it originally. I know that the Alex Jones circle was sharing it widely. We don't know exactly how they do it. Now you can convert it in multiple ways. Certain ways make it look worse for Acosta than the other ways.
When you look at the raw tape, when you look at the actual event, he didn't do anything wrong.
He didn't do anything wrong.
Please.
The only thing he did wrong was be rude and ridiculous.
Right. And the left yesterday on The View was saying that She accosted him.
Come on.
Oh, come on.
It's ridiculous.
You, but having to believe all women.
Come on.
Oh, now all this... Now,
yeah,
all of a sudden,
now she's the abuser.
Oh, man.
This, she's you know, 23-year-old woman is really beating the crap out of this, you know,
yeah, on
reporter
national TV.
On national TV. I mean,
ridiculous.
It's so ridiculous.
She tried to get the mic because the president directed her to do that. Go get that mic.
So I've been saying this for a while, and I'm always wrong on timing. Direction, I'm usually pretty close to being right, but I'm always wrong on timing. I've been saying for a while, 1968 is coming. This sure feels like the beginning of 1968. Everyone is charging and countercharging that you're setting us up for violence. You're going to get someone killed. Assassinations already are a part of our life. They just haven't been successful yet, but they're already a part of our lives. And God only knows what's coming. But... Mm-hmm. You kill a journalist, somebody shoots Sean Hannity, or somebody shoots, you know, who's on CNN, I don't even, Cuomo. You've got yourself a serious issue, a serious issue. Mm-hmm. The country burns down.
Yeah, I don't even think it takes that kind of event. I think we're teetering on the, you know, I was... On election day, Andrew Heaton asked me, so are we, you know, because we were both watching a news feed together, and he said, so we're going to have riots over this? I'm like, no. It's a, and then I stopped. I thought, I was going to say it's America, but is it? Is it now? Is it still America? The America that transfers power peacefully and doesn't have tanks and Molotov cocktails and so, all other manner of weaponry in the streets? After an election, it's, you know, so far we, if it's still America, we're not going to have riots and we're not going to have violence. But I don't know
I'm
that it
sure,
is.
I'm not sure.
I don't
it
know.
Is. I'm not sure it is. So there's the real problem is, I think, is that I think there's 60% of this country that is still America. And they don't want any of this.
I think
but
so,
But they don't know
And that
where,
might be about the right percentage, which is frightening.
Right. And the... And the left has become, this is a religion now for them.
It is.
It is a religion. The left is a religion. And when you have religious zealots, it's trouble. Whenever a zealot says, I'm right and everyone else is wrong, there's your trouble. And we are also teaching absolutely everything that is encouraging this. Let me read this. This comes from the West Virginia Gazette Mail. All right. And it's a story, visiting classrooms for read aloud in West Virginia. It's weird judging by a 9-year-old. You look old. You're 48, aren't you? This is a kid in the front row of the class. Trolls start young. That's pretty good. We ought to get you a job at a carnival, I said. I thought about asking him for a try my weight, but I didn't want to hear that number spoken aloud among strangers, and I didn't want to press my luck. So this story is really nice. It talks about how these parents are going into schools and they're starting to read to kids, okay? And they are 9-year-olds. Now, about, I don't know, 40 paragraphs in, they start talking about how the books that they're reading... which, you know, I don't have any problems with the books. You know, they're reading The Stinky Cheese Man and, you know, blah, 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 blah. The Read Aloud West Virginia had a list of reading suggestions that work with the librarians and the teachers. But no religion and no politics, said the librarian. If it's an obviously political or religious book or written by a provocative public figure, then you'd better just skip it. Third graders don't need to be read the Communist Manifesto. And if parents want to read Glenn Beck's Christmas sweater book to their kids, that's up to them.
Wait, now, so you're in the same category as the Communist Manifesto.
So I honestly had no problem with that. I'm like, yeah, you know, I'm a polarizing figure, blah, 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 but there's nothing wrong with it. But it is overtly Christian in the end. But then at Cedar Grove, staff made me feel welcome, told me how nice it was that I got there, and I went to my first classroom. Fourth graders gave me a bit of a hard time at first. I'd interrupted the nature lesson that involved a video about monkeys. But I read The Stinky Cheese Man and a few more stories. A couple of kids tried to get in a joke or two, but overall it went pretty well. On my way out, the teacher thanked me. One of the kids heckled me a couple of times and shouted, "Goodbye, Mr. Bill." I said, "Okay, I'll see you next week." He looked surprised. He was asking what the kids would like to see. Before I left the class, I asked them if they had any requests. Hands shot up. Now, this is in a group of 5-year-olds. The first 5-year-old I called on said, "Five Nights at Freddy's." "What?" I muttered. "Five Nights at Freddy's. It's a video game series about a security guard trying to stay alive while being hunted by garish audio animatronic killers inside of Chuck E. Cheese. It's a children's restaurant. This is a popular video. There's a line of books, toys, and a film based on the games and the work." "No," the teacher of the 5-year-olds said. Apparently, the subject had come up before. So I called on a little girl seated in a chair next to the front. She said, "I'd like you to read a story about Pennywise." I vetoed that one. Maybe not Stephen King. Pennywise is the evil shape-shifting clown in It. A third boy suggested Jason, as in Jason Voorhees.
My gosh.
That was also declined. Now,
wow.
I don't know about you, but if you have 5-year-olds asking for Jason, a girl asking for Pennywise, the Christmas sweater might not be a bad idea to throw in there. What's happening to our children? You might want to throw a little Christmas sweater in.
Of course, as a religious zealot, you'd be saying that.
Of course.
Oh, come on.
Of course. Jeez. Okay, Pat, thank you very much for stopping by today. Thanks for your hard work on the Pat Gray show, which is called Pat Gray Unleashed. It's a podcast. You can listen to it at your leisure.
Wait, Pat, more on trivia was today, right?
Yes.
What was the, can we get the final score? Do you know off the top of your head?
Yes, it was a little controversial today because we got toward the end and tried to jam in the fourth quarter. Didn't work, so we have to revert to the third quarter.
Mm-hmm.
So New Orleans over Cincinnati.
Ah, all right.
Yes. And what's your record this year?
7-2.
It's amazing.
Wow, it's pretty amazing. Good. More on trivia is just amazing. I don't know what
why.
It is.
It just is.
But it's amazing. Okay, thanks so much, Pat. We'll get the recap of More on Trivia on Monday from Pat as he'll bring that in. And if you want to hear it, you can hear it on his podcast, Pat Gray Unleashed.
Glenn Beck.
Bill O'Reilly's coming up in just a few minutes. We have a lot to talk to him about. We have Dimitri in Florida, who voted in Broward County. Hello, Dimitri. How are you?
How you doing, sir? Nice to meet you guys, finally.
Well, I wish it was on happier circumstances. What the hell is wrong with Florida?
I don't know, man. It's driving us nuts down here. We're always the laughingstock when it comes to voting. And not to mention, there's a third recount, not just for governor, Senate, and now for Department of Agriculture's commissioner.
Unreal. Okay, so what is
the Republican winning, and now it's the Democrat.
What is the word? What's happening locally?
Most people voted for Rick Scott for Senate. Everyone that I know pretty much has voted for him, whether they be Republican or Democrat, because they all believe that Bill Nelson is basically a seat filler at this point.
Mm-hmm.
He didn't do squat. Now, I live 2 miles away from Parkland, or actually where Stone Douglas is. When he came down, he didn't do anything. He didn't do a damn thing. So pretty much everyone is anti-Bill Nelson.
Okay.
Most people like Rick Scott because of what he's done with Stoneman Douglas and pushing stuff, as well as they believe he's getting a bad rap from the Democrats for a lot of the stuff that environmental.
And what about and quickly, because I've only got about 15 seconds left here. What about the governor?
Governor, most people didn't want Gillum because it's too radical for us.
Okay. You think there's corruption happening?
Oh, yeah. With Snipes, of course there is.
Okay.
There always has been.
All right. Thanks, Dimitri. I appreciate it.
Glenn Beck.
Mercury.